Yesterday's assignment was who says so? And that was in relationship to who says so, to all of our I should, we should, they should, you should exploration.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring our first caller live and see what folks are looking at. First caller,
Hi.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christine.
Hello, Christine.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
So who says so, which it seems crazy, who says so are the accumulation of all the people that were in my life who said so. how I in my mind either thought that's true or
yes.
You know, it, also in my mind of protecting and surviving childhood and everything in my life. So
yes,
it's just
so
a, it seems like a big
so
yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a you know the notion of somebody can be selling something, and that's not a problem. It's what I'm buying that's the problem, right? So
yeah,
what you're pointing at is that people give us all kinds of information about all kinds of stuff, but what did we do with that?
Yeah, and why am I still holding on to it? I mean, you know, it's not too necessary anymore,
mm-hmm.
really, because I think, I mean, the one main reason it's not necessary is, well, it's never necessary, but I've learned to live from my own experience, try this or try that, and how is that for life and me and my heart, or you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
why, I completely understand why believe all the rules or not all those shoulds. Yeah.
Well, and are you seeing in this exploration that there are some things that you just didn't see before? You didn't realize. Yeah. Yeah. We do an exercise like all those shoulds and we realize, oh, I didn't even know I thought that. I didn't even know that was motivating me. But now you do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what's so great about this. All sorts of stuff is coming out. Because I, just like it has been said, I have an idea about who I am and how I am. And wow, those shoulds really flowed out of me. It kind of shocked me. Like, oh, wow, really?
How easily they appeared, right? How quickly. I know how everything should be. Right. Huh. I didn't know that. And when I'm just walking around in my life, how is that informing my life? And how is that influencing my behaviors? And lots to look at there, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. Well, that's all for now, I think.
Good. And so I think that's a very helpful perspective for all of us. All of us, because we do have a tendency, we're conditioned to want to blame, right?
Mm.
And so as we look at that, well, I internalized all of this stuff, not that I did it consciously, but I internalized all of these messages and made them my own. And so now we really do have the opportunity to look at them and decide, how do I feel about them now? Do I actually want to continue with this? Or might I realize that who's saying so is not an authority that I want to follow?
Yeah, and when you said that, a clear example came up into my head that is going on right now with my sister and how I think, you know, why is she this or why is she that? And this It actually should be this other way.
Uh-huh.
came up. It was an example. And, wow, that feels so good to just let all that go and let my sweet sister just whatever
find her
way.
I don't know.
Find
her way.
Find her own way. Mm-hmm. And me, find mine, because part of it is she's not participating with me in a way that I thought she would, you know. And so, and also support for me that, well, I don't have that, you know.
Yes, what I hear in that is you begin to explore it in a whole new way. So what if I didn't think my sister should be different? What if I didn't believe that there's something wrong with her? All right, well then now where are we? Where does that leave me?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that leave me in relation to her? Where does that leave her in my mind? All right, here we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. That way that conditioning separates, and that's part of the separating machine that it does. And when it's put the way you just said, gosh, I have the opportunity to not go along with the separating machine and just
your sister. Just love your sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
love
every day,
Christine and her sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's good.
It's very nice. All right. Yeah, good. Thank you, Christine.
Well, thank you very much.
We're all happy.
Thanks for
Go happy.
Go happy.
All around.
Thanks for joining us, Christine. That was a very helpful conversation, Sherry. And just quickly, what I really heard in that was something that I've heard you, I think, quote your teacher a number of times of, or maybe a realization you had when you were training, that everything is my teacher. But that kind of, well, who's to blame here? And as Christine was describing, gosh, what is my sister and why isn't she? When we really realize what I'm doing is waking up, then it's all for me. Everything is my opportunity to see what's going on with me.
Yes. It's all a helpful exercise in a curriculum of waking up and ending suffering.
Exactly.
Everybody and everything, every moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, that's liberating. And then to realize,
everybody alone.
and for me, at least, what it reveals is, oh my gosh, whatever, quote, I had going on, like resentment or frustration or whatever, I suddenly realized in that liberated moment, oh, it wasn't me. It wasn't mine, because I'm happy to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see who we've got next. Oh, computer jumping. Hang on.
Hi,
next
this caller, is
Carol. Now live.
I heard Carol.
Hi. Yeah, okay, I'm on the air.
There you are.
Yes, here I am. Happy to be on. Let's see, I've really enjoyed hearing the other callers talk about, you know, this whole process, illuminating some things that mm-hmm. We didn't realize we were listening to. And what I got out of this is that all the shoulds are ego, except for the one that says we should, and this is like kind of like the altruistic things that we do, you know, not killing people, stopping global warming, feeding everyone, redistributing wealth, all those kind of things. And
mm-hmm.
so that's mm-hmm. kind of my first pass through of that, you know, recycle, stop consuming so much, you know, make mm-hmm. the world a better place, all those kind of things. And then mm-hmm. I thought that so those are like my values and the values of some religions. And then I thought, on the other hand, it's purely cultural, because there are some cultures where people believe, yeah, it's fine to go to war, to, you know, to reclaim your land or to get more land, or capital punishment is good, or, you know, honor killings are good. And so.
Carol, that's just an astounding awareness to have, isn't it? To step back enough to realize that so many of these things that we just hold to be absolute truths mm-hmm. not just us, but around the world, are belief systems. They're programs.
Right.
And so who says so is really important, isn't it? Well, now who says so? So if I, just to take one of those, not to pick on anybody, but just to take one of those, if I should kill my sister if she does something that brings dishonor on the family, and I really believe that that's what I need to do, I want to ask who says so. And if I feel bad and guilty if I put a plastic container in the garbage instead of in the recycling, and I get chastised for that, and I feel bad for that, I want to ask who says so.
Yeah, this is good. It's when I did the exercise, you know, the we shoulds were really obvious to me. Like, well, this is just the human thing, you know, this is what everyone believes, or should. Yeah, this is what everyone should believe, you know. And then I just saw it in the cultural context, I'm happy for that, because it just kind of broadens my worldview or my bedrock assumptions, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. You too. Go happy, huh?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jen. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Carol. Thanks for joining us. And
that was some subtle points being made there, wasn't it?
Yeah, completely. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
I loved it when I got to, I was reflecting what Carol said, and I heard that, well these are just how humans, this is just, what we should do. So we've just we should into the same kind of judgmental imperative. Nothing is safe. We just keep getting that message. We do need to stay tuned.
Yeah, it's funny. And as you were saying in the conversation with Carol, and as you were just reflecting that again, I had the exact same process as I was looking at with that first caller, where just that moment of delight at seeing something that we hadn't seen before, because somehow that really points at, wow, the suffering is happening on this unconscious level, and as soon as it's brought to awareness, this whole other world is available to us. All right. Well, let's see who we've got next. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. This is Eleanor in Georgia again.
Well, hello. Hi. Eleanor.
Hi. Boy, I've seen some amazing things around this. So what I was seeing on Who Says So is how often, what I'm seeing in this content, is that how often conditioning puts it on somebody else, and it comes back to me as a should, especially people close to me. So in this situation, it's been a great insight. I've been looking at a long time at how I can get home from being with others. It's a communication issue, how I can get home and get a beating for saying something that conditioning says I shouldn't have said. So and that will discourage me from speaking up. And so I've seen that, getting better at that one. So this is a situation with my siblings, my dad in the hospital, so just all these decisions having to be made. And, you know, one of my siblings happens to be the type that knows everything and can make the decision in the moment, and he doesn't. And so if I bring something up that I, excuse me, if I have input on it and say something, it confuses. He just kind of goes, and jumps back at his making the decision. And what I saw as I became more aware of that is that my comments are important and that I've seen them play out as the decision that gets made. So I put it out there. Other people take it all in. I would put it out there and work together and discuss it and come up with the right option would be my instinct. So, or whatever my programming. This is somebody very close to me, so he's got a lot of stuff, and so it can slam me when he becomes like an authority figure. But so what I've seen is that I put it out there, and it comes back, and my idea is what he puts into effect, into action. And it dropped in that maybe this is life, just it's working out just fine. I don't have to be told that I'm the one that gets the credit for it. I had the idea. We do this. I say, I got it. This is how we're going to do it. But rather, I just say, hey, what if blah, blah, blah? And then the next day it comes around and he says, hey, this is what we're doing. Well, so what? What if it works? Right?
And he says, hey, I've just had a great idea. What we're going to do go, huh, that sounds familiar somehow.
Yeah.
And what difference does it make as long as your dad gets the best that his kids can do for him?
Exactly. And softening around that really just brought me to a place of, okay, you know, and seeing this I'm kind of in that place of where having presence in the moment is challenging. I will speak up, but, you know, conditioning comes in and say, well, you could have said it a little more. But, you know.
Yeah, to that we say, okay, the next time you have a better idea about how to say it better, go on and speak up. Don't tell me afterwards.
Okay.
Right? Don't let me take the lead and then you tell me what I should have done differently. You take the lead. And I'll tell you what you should have done differently. We'll change roles
exactly.
for a while.
Exactly.
Thanks.
And
all
at that point, and at that point, I know I'm in the wrong conversation and to be done
exactly.
with. Exactly. Because it seems afterwards, some of these insights have dropped in afterwards, and then I have to kind of cut the cord there because the insight drops in, and I go, oh, wow, it worked out just fine. And then I can fall into the conversation, and it's not so great. So
yeah, I like the cut the cord image. It's like, okay, we've heard enough here. Disconnecting
right.
from this program.
Right, exactly. So so amazing things to see. And I've, you know, just moving faster than the speed of life these days. And but I'm doing it. Okay, I'm doing it, you know. Without
not
the conversation,
even okay.
something,
you're
without
doing
without the conversation that something's wrong with this, I can function as a human being here in this life. And
well,
so
as a helpful, growing, supportive, caring, loving human being.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
just surviving somehow and hanging on by the skin of your teeth in spite of awful circumstances. That's not what's going on. That's what conditioning would like us to believe. That's how it wants to frame it for you. But in fact, you get to see the power of the practice that you have done for so many years in this really important situation. It's all right there for you to see.
Absolutely. The practice has been everything, of course, through these situations because it's been quite challenging in some ways. So it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those places we practice for, right?
Precisely. You have practiced, and you are ready, and you are doing it. So just want to keep underlining that because, again, conditioning just wants to take all that away from us and focus on, well, yeah, but if you had, but I didn't, and this is perfect. Thank you.
Oh, right, and I am getting the restoration. You know, it's like, okay, yay, I have a minute. I can be with the trees and be with my body and restore
mm-hmm.
this human and in that way to have gratitude for everything.
Yes,
which
is another important connection to make. To be in a conversation of gratitude with her all the time will take care of her in a way that is startling. We'll
I could go with
strength and resilience and
exactly. Like, I get to do this. Not like I have to do this, but I get to do this.
Yes, I get to be here helping to take care of my father. I get to be here with these other people who also care about him. And
I like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
That's
so much.
That's great. Thank you, Eleanor. Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Eleanor. I love that last piece, Sherry, that being with her and gratitude is the thing that will really sustain her through that, mm-hmm. you know, what can be a challenging kind of a situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With a lot going on, probably less sleep than maybe not
yeah.
the always the best
yeah.
food options and all
yeah.
of that. And to be in a constant conversation of you're doing great. This is
yeah.
great. You're doing a great job. It's amazing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's what we want to
yeah.
hear.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's true.
Exactly.
It has the
yeah.
merit of being true. So, you know, it's not like just to lie to herself. It's really
no.
acknowledging
yeah.
what's actually going on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, when you said, you know, I get to be here caring for my father. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of people who don't get that far with their parents. Yeah.
Oh.
Really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we have time for at least one more caller, so let's see who we've got. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Atta.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, fine. I just started listening now, and I don't know exactly what the assignment was, but I put
who
myself
said so?
In the queue anyway just
who
to
said,
be...
Who said so?
Ah.
You should, he should, they should, we should.
Mm.
Everybody should. Well, who says so?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I actually haven't been doing the ones before I, but I decided to put myself in the queue anyway, but I don't have anything to say, but I just didn't want to not to put myself in the queue, you know?
There you go. All right. Well, so if I say should, do you have anything going about shoulds? Are there?
Yes, I have a great thing. I have a super important thing that exactly I wanted to share about should, which is also the reason I haven't been doing the assignments. Because something happened after, I think in a week is my sixth anniversary of practice, or fifth, I'm not sure. And something happened like in the last month or so, and all of a sudden, practice became a should. Instead of something that was coming from my heart, you know?
Mm.
And so I was really looking and looking and looking and looking, especially the thing that became a should was this, the daily calls, because all the rest wasn't. But the exercises and the daily call had become a should. And after a lot of looking, I consciously took a pause for 1 week. But it's not that I put it off or that I had resistance. Actually, my hand was going to the phone, and I would say, no, I'm not going to do it for 1 week. Well, I don't know for how long, but it was really... And then this morning, all of a sudden, the desire to be in the call appeared again.
Aha. Oh, it's okay. That is very, very, very big. It's very big. And it's big with practice. It's big with everything. What you have articulated is how the process that ego uses to stop us from taking care of ourselves. It turns everything we want to do into a should because we don't do what we should.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
I mean, now that you've seen it so clearly with practice, you'll see it everywhere. It
of
turns
course, yeah.
everything we want against us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much to add about it yet. Yes.
But that's what you saw.
This is what I saw, yeah. But... I have it so clear of how practice was and how practice is that you know, there was really something off, you know.
Well, I if I may, now I'm just gonna project and then later you can look at this and see.
Mm-hmm.
So recently you went through a big change with practice. And that was the belief that you were being given, the information you're being told, that the ways that you are in your life are in conflict with awareness practice.
Yes, it also had to do with that, of course, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, and you got the information that that was not true. So conditioning lost a huge amount of ammunition that it could use against you and put you in that place of, well, I want to do awareness practice, but I really want to do these other things that I shouldn't be doing that are in conflict with awareness practice. And then you were told, well, no, they're not. You just be aware as you're doing these things. Mm. Be aware as you're doing everything. And suddenly, ego had nothing to push back with. And so the only thing it had left was try to get you to stop practicing.
Yes. Yes, it's absolutely related. And an interesting thing that was a part of how I started looking at it, I got my best friend to listen to our previous conversation, the one about sex and dancing, the one you were referring to now. Mm-hmm. And my best friend, who is a teacher, told me, oh my God, this is so good that she's not telling you it's okay or it's not okay because she wants you to answer to yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is what you were doing, but I thought it was such a great point of view. And then I said, yes, I really wanna look at these things and do them answering to myself. And for example, the half an hour that I wasn't listening to the show, I was doing other practice-related stuff because, like, I was doing a steward thing that I was putting off, and all of a sudden, I spent, like, 2 days just doing, like, just that. So it's not that I went off and watched Netflix all day, but I don't know. I kind of wanted to have a space to look, you know, and let my desire come up, you know?
Yes, to have your own experience, yes. And so you'll just have to look and see how, as you have more permission to look to yourself, to have your own experience, rather than being controlled by ego, how is it going to stop you from doing that?
Oof, yeah, because now, so it's trying to stop me always one level above, kind of.
That's my encouragement to watch for that, because now now you're really in a very conscious tug of war. Is it going to be you calling the shots in your life through presence and choice, or is it going to be ego controlling you through shoulds and doubt and rebellion and resistance? So just to watch.
Yes. Exactly. And you know, this is exactly because I really want to watch and not should or should not, you know, because
that's
it's
right.
Not that I decided I shouldn't do it, you know. I just want to watch. And like really, today I watched my watch and I went, wow, it's 11:15. And I didn't think it twice. It just came from...
You just wanted to.
Just Colleen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good.
I just
keep
wanted to.
Open.
And this is... I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I'm still looking. Thank you so much.
That's right. All right.
Hello?
Thank you, Sota. See you soon.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us, Asota. Well, we're at the end of the show, Sherry, but that was a huge conversation. Wow. That's a
I'm hoping we all break that one down and
me too.
See how it applies to our lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very, very helpful. So, Sherry, today's assignment is to read the page 94. It's about a paragraph and a half. Shall I go ahead and read it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So each of us has chosen a set of principles and values by which we live. By the way, it's good to explore these to be sure we really choose them and haven't simply been told they are true. There are things in our lives that are so in opposition to our principles and values that we cannot imagine them as options for ourselves. However, most of what we hold on to and push away has little to do with ethics and morals and much to do with liking and disliking. Often we hold on to something that makes us miserable out of a sense of pride and identity. Expressions like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and never give an inch are examples. I'm too old to change. I've always done it this way. This is just the way I am. Poor reasons. These beliefs and others like them support our ideas of who you are. If you look closely, you might see that you are paying too high a price just to keep this identity intact. Give something new a try. You might have fun. Record and listen.
All right.
So thank you, Sherry, and on we go.
Thank you, Jan.
Okay.
Thank you so much for
Bye-bye.
Doing that. Okay.
Oh,
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. A pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Go happy. Bye-bye.